This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We have new basketball life in DFW. Paige Beckers, and now what happened with the NBA draft lottery. The Mavs have let it be known through Tim McMahon, ESPN. They are taking Cooper Flagg. Let's celebrate and get even more hype about it with the great, the guy that I don't even think should be the commissioner of college basketball, just college sports in general, Jay Billis, joining us live here on Sean and RJ, your home of the Cowboys and Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you for joining us. What was it like in the building as this was playing out? We've heard from Zach Lowe and Chris Mannix and people in the room with the lottery balls. You're right there on set every year. What were you thinking as this thing was slowly developing?
It was the most interesting and surprising lottery I've ever been a part of in broadcasting it, because, you know, usually it's pretty boring. I still don't know exactly how the lottery works, because, and I've heard it every year, because I'm like, just tell us who it is. So I don't really care about all the ping pong balls, but I know, you know, there are all these different combinations and all that stuff and how it works. But when you go through the 14 and there's a change, you go, wait a minute, this one's in the top four. And we even had some confusion because Philly could have lost its pick. If it wasn't top six, it loses its pick to Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
And then we thought, okay, well, they lost their pick. And it turned out, no, they're top four. I mean, it was ridiculous. It was so crazy. And then with Dallas, just the swing of, you know, the Luka Doncic trade and all the criticism and the injury to Kyrie Irving, and then getting Cooper Flagg, what a roller coaster ride for Dallas. It was really kind of amazing.
What do you say to all the conspiracy theories?
You know, that think it was rigged?
Yes.
It's impossible. It's absolutely impossible. But if you know, I don't want to get in anybody's way of a good conspiracy theory. So they don't think. You know, I think what probably happened is the same person that rigged it was the one who faked the moon landing.
Right. Kubrick. Okay.
There we go.
And then, Jay, you usually have a lot of solutions to all these college issues. The other thing before we get into Cooper is that the lottery is not working. The lottery is a problem, and it isn't working for the worst teams, or this teaches the bad teams not to tank. You don't get rewarded. Where do you stand on the system?
Well, I don't know that it's not working. It's just that to me, there's, if you give the top pick to the worst record, you're promoting the race to the bottom. It is difficult in any league to be in the middle, but to me, like, I'm sure there's some sort of tweaks they could make, but the thing's interesting and it's kind of exciting. After the other night where Dallas won the lottery, you even saw people saying the NFL needs a lottery.
Yeah.
You know, like the NFL does, if anyone's successful in any way, the NFL doesn't. Even though they're the biggest behemoth in U.S. sports right now, you know, like the NBA had been dominating Christmas Day. Now the NFL wants to do Christmas Day, you know, stuff like that. So that doesn't tell me there's anything wrong with it. by itself. That's not that big of a deal to me. I used to think, I mean, I'm not sure whether this is right or would work, because a lot of times you're just throwing something at the wall when you're having this discussion.
Yeah.
But I used to think, hey, do the draft order based on the non-playoff teams, base it on what your record was the last month of the season. So there's no incentive to tank. But I don't know. The lottery seems to work just fine for me. It's unfortunate that the teams that seem to need it the most didn't get anything this year. But they're protected at least to get 4, 5, and 6. And that's what they happen to get this year. But I don't know what else you can do about it. Don't suck, maybe.
Jay Billis, ESPN.
Don't suck.
Jay Billis, ESPN, joining us here 105 through the Fan. If you go back in the last 20 or so years, I'll leave like guys like Wemby out of it because we didn't see them in college. But if you were to go, like you look at Anthony Davis, we knew Derrick Rose and Melo and KD, they were all going to be great. Would you put Cooper on that level of sure things? And I hate to use the term sure thing, but you know what I mean.
Yes, I would. Would I take him ahead of Anthony Davis? That would be a tough decision. KD was a different cat. You knew that he was going to lead the league in scoring, but he didn't go number one his year. Greg Oden did because we were above Ohio State, because we were still, I think, hung up on big men and maybe we're slow to realize, hey, the game's changing or the game has changed even. But Flag is sort of the modern chess piece in a basketball game. There's nothing he can't do on the offensive end. He's got size, skill, unbelievable basketball IQ, and then he impacts the game in a big way on the defensive end as well with his defensive versatility, his motor, blocking shots, getting steals, and he's got this acumen for the game, and this I don't want to say insatiable, but he's got a desire to get better like kind of every day, and people say that, but he actually does it, and his competitive nature is on the highest tier of players I've seen at this age. It doesn't mean he's the best freshman Duke's ever had. It's not a close call to say that. It doesn't mean there weren't others that weren't really, right with them or not far off. But to me, I can say that without reservation. He's just 18. I mean, he turned 18 in December. It's absurd what he's capable of doing at this age. And I'm not saying that he's going to be better than Grant Hill or Kyrie Irving or Jason Tatum. But at that age, they weren't as good as him. They were not. And I don't see anything that would limit him from being a truly great player in the NBA for a long time, as long as he stays healthy.
Jay, you mentioned Grant Hill there. We've heard a lot of just various comparisons here for Cooper Flagg, and a lot of them sound like point forward comparisons, whether it's Pippen or Grant Hill or however you want to look at it. Is that the best fit you think for him immediately here in Dallas? Is, hey, bring him in while Kyrie's rehab and let him be kind of a point forward, maybe run the offense a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, in the NBA, you don't really have to have a setup guy, point guard. Denver, Jokic brings the ball up. It's not that big of a deal. I think with Dallas, you can have a number of different guys. If they grab a rebound, can initiate something. But Flagg's capable of doing that. And he's not going to come in like he can come in and be a star caliber player without being a star caliber usage guy from a shot perspective. Like he's not going to gobble up a bunch of shots and people are going to go, hey, what's this? He's not a volume shooter. He's a right playmaker. He's a playmaker, but he makes the right play. And like early on in the season, there were people saying, okay, it looks like Konkanipple's going to be the leading scorer. And it wasn't that Flagg was kind of settling in. It was this that he kept making the right play, and it didn't mean scoring early on against some of the poorer teams that Duke was playing. But later on the season, he gets 42 against Notre Dame and 30 against Arizona and all this stuff. You're going, okay, this guy's the real deal. I mean, it's ridiculous. I saw it in high school, but it's crazy how advanced he is at such a young age. Like, you just don't. I've never seen a player at Duke like that. And honestly, going through like a catalog of player, I can't think of anybody. I'm going, well, this dude was ahead of him at this stage at 18, or maybe LeBron, but that's going back a ways. And you know, you're on a pretty high tier of players when you're talking about that.
The great Jay Billis joining us.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This here on Sean and RJ 105.3 The Fan. Is there a close number two prospect, Jay, or is this just a gigantic gap? Is there any decision to think about here? Is there a close number two, or it's a no-brainer?
It's a no-brainer at one. I don't think any team in the league would take anyone. If they're keeping the pick, they wouldn't take anyone other than Cooper Flagg. No team in the league. Number two, probably Dylan Harper of Rutgers. Ron Harper's son, a 6'6 lefty that is a very good pick and roll decision maker and scorer. And, you know, he plays at his own pace. He's a really good player. He's not Cooper Flagg. He's not as good as Flagg. And look, there are a number of really good players in this draft. And we're going to look back and say, wait a minute, the guy that was taken 10th should have been taken second or so. That's possible. But I can't imagine that we're not going to look back and go, you know, Flagg was the prize here. You know, the NBA scouting is never perfect, and it's not perfect in the NFL. They look at them for 5 years and they make mistakes. The NBA makes mistakes, but they know what they're looking at. And sometimes you can't gauge what's, you know, the heart a guy has or the drive, things like that. Will it turn out to be what you think? You know, you believe certain things based on information and data and intelligence gathering, but there's no doubt with this guy. He's the real thing.
Jay, we are still a little shell-shocked because we didn't think it was possible that somebody would trade Luka for, you know, a 32-year-old. But would you even entertain the flag for Giannis-type deal?
Well, it depends. It wouldn't be flag for Giannis straight up, so it would have to be more. I don't think that Milwaukee, they need more than one player. They're in a hole, and they don't have any, and they'd be in a big hole if they let Giannis go. And they don't have any assets for future drafts, and that's a big problem. So you'd have to give up a lot to get him. And I don't think Dallas is in a position where they need to do that. And, you know, because the way I look at it, and I'm not a GM, but you don't want to be giving up your future. And Flagg is the future of the Dallas Mavericks. He can also be the present, but he's the future. And before I was in Dallas for the Christmas Day game where Doncic got hurt. And I think I actually said on the air, I thought that the Dallas roster was better this year than it was last year when they went to the NBA Finals. And I thought Nico Harrison did a great job. Like, it, you know, bringing in Gafford last year was, I thought, a great stroke.
Yeah.
And then I thought Najee Marshall was a great get this year. You know, they had a really good roster and a really good chance in the West. Now, what would have happened had Kyrie remained healthy with a healthy Anthony Davis down the stretch? I don't know. Nobody knows. But I liked it. I thought that was a good group, but I don't think any, I just didn't anticipate that trade being made. I don't know who did. But let's see how it works out. It's going to be a lot better. The whole thing's going to look a lot better with Cooper Flagg in the mix. That's a pretty nice ingredient to the mix they have there. And then if Kyrie Irving comes back healthy from the ACL, who knows what happens at the end of next year. But Dallas is in a good position now.
Jay, where did you stand on the trade? You're calling NBA games. Did you kind of understand and see where Nico was coming from? I don't know how much you actually know him, but everyone who knows him kind of echoes his beliefs. Like, this is the type of, you know, fundamentals he believes in. This is the type of guy he wants. We all know the Kobe ties. Did you kind of see where Nico was coming from, or you join the rest of the Metroplex who wanted to burn the arena down?
I was a little bit of both. I absolutely saw where he was coming from. That Doncic in the future, like if you look at his body now versus when he was early seasons, he had a lot more bounce. He was in better condition, and he was better, even better defensively. Like, he wasn't a good defender, but he wasn't like he is now, where he's a target. And so I absolutely understood that. The burn down the Metroplex part, I didn't really think that they got enough, honestly. But I don't know all the ins and outs of the trade. Like, if it were a little bit more open to other teams being involved, maybe they get more. That was my belief. But I certainly understood the trade. And certainly understood the motivation and the thought behind it, and don't necessarily disagree with it. I didn't, the fact that Dallas fans were upset, and maybe if it's true what they were saying, that, well, maybe we didn't anticipate how upset they would be, that I would say, no, you had to know that. Like, that's the most popular player. So when you do that, you have to be willing to take the blowback. But I think this reduces it now and gives everybody some hope that things are gonna be better, and I think they will be better.
Is Cooper a right away step in? You know, not a project at all. Is he ready right away to be maybe the number two on a playoff team?
Yes, he's ready for just about anything. He's not afraid of anything. He picks things up quickly. He doesn't need to come in and be the man, but he's not afraid of being the man. So, and he's not afraid of the moment. So that I'm not worried about that. Everybody, look, there's a learning curve for every player that comes into the league. I don't care who it is, whether it was LeBron or Kobe Bryant or Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, whatever it is, there's a learning curve, but he's going to be good right away. But he'll continue to get better. Like, what he is as a rookie will not be what he is as a third, fourth year player. He'll continue to rise.
Jay Billis, ESPN here on The Fan. Last one for you, Jay, just with Nick Saban meeting with the president and all the NIL talk, and we need to kind of harness this a little bit and adjust it. Where do you stand on NIL right now and where it could be going or where it should be going?
Well, it is going to be going a certain way as soon as the House settlement is approved by the court in the House case. So when that's approved, then the NCAA is going to basically have a cap with revenue sharing. So schools are going to be able to share, I can't remember the exact number, 22%, which is going to be over $20 million a year. They're going to be able to share that with their athletes. So the consequence of that, or the result of that, is that schools are going to be able to sign players to contracts. And when they sign them to contracts, they're going to put buyouts in those contracts. So players aren't going to be moving like they are now. The NCAA has mismanaged this for, I don't know, 100 years. So there's only one, entity to blame, and that's the NCAA for the rules that we have now. I don't like them. I know Nick Saban doesn't like them. But, the solutions you hear from coaches and all that is, we need to do this, this, and this. All of the solutions they're advocating are illegal. They're illegal. And so that's why the NCAA hasn't made a move to do anything like put a cap in yet. What is going to happen when this cap comes in from the court? I think it's going to be antitrust proof for the most part. But what the NCAA will do is they'll take that to Congress and say, look at what we did. We finally done taking care of our own business. So help us by making this law. And then they're not going to need a presidential commission. You know, I don't, no disrespect to presidential commissions, but I can't remember the last one that did anything positive. So it's not necessary and it won't do anything anyway. So I think this will really, really help, and it'll reduce the amount of transfers, and it'll, you know, there'll still be a third party NIL, but it'll have to be market based. So I think things will get a lot better once this settlement is approved.
Jay, thank you so much. Made our entire show this morning. We appreciate you, man, and keep killing it. We hope to have you on moving forward. Thank you.
Well, if that made your show, you must have a very crappy show.
Well, we have Brad Shammany, the voice of the Cowboys, so that's why I said that, yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. The great Jay Billis from ESPN on the D&M Leasing Hotline.
Look, for...
Good job, Pepe.
Yeah, very good.
Poo-poo.
This podcast is brought to you by Minz Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Minz Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINZ-TEA today or visit MinzTeaClinic.com. That's MinzTeaClinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.